Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 802, John, Lance, and Dell being joined right now by the new head coach at Texas State. Jake Spavitol is with us here on ESPN 97.5. Talk a little college football with the new coach. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you been?
Good. How's that sound? So how did this all come together?
Yeah, it was. It kind of came quick. They reached out to me after the Oklahoma game, which was our last game of the season, and they wanted to, you know, get into the interviewing process, so I went and interviewed with them, and they ended up flying me on to campus to meet the president, and things kind of escalated pretty quickly from there.
So, you know, you always worry, you know, you've been around Cal and University of Houston and Oklahoma State and West Virginia and Cal and Texas A&M all over the place, but you always wonder, am I ready for this? How overwhelming so far has it been? I know the first day, what'd you have, 650 texts?
I hit over 1,500.
1,500 so. Texts the first day?
It was quite interesting because, you know, when people, you know, our athletic directors texted me, and it's just getting lost in the translation of all of it, and I had to go back and search through it all because my phone pretty went off the hook there for a little bit.
So, and it's all guys that are, this is the toughest time in all of college because everybody's looking for jobs, right?
No question. Yeah. It's, you know, it's part of the game. You know, that's exactly what I told the team in my first team meeting, that, you know, this transition of college coaches is just turning into part of the business. You know, like, and I'm looking at, you know, some of our defensive kids that are currently on roster, they're going into their fourth defensive coordinator. You know, it's, you know, that's kind of tough to do, but, you know, I told them to give me a chance and understand that this is kind of part of the business and that you guys are my guys and we all got to get on the same page and keep moving in the right direction.
You know, a big part of what you have to do, maybe the biggest part, is getting the talent and recruiting. And I would think that your time at Houston, at A&M, I mean, your time operating inside the state is going to really help you in terms of reconnecting with some of the coaches and some of the pipelines that maybe you had been part of when you were coaching at other universities here in the state.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons why I took this job, is because we are in a recruiting hotbed. There's tons of talent that are, you know, right down the street from our university. And I wanted to bring in a staff that has a lot of Texas ties. You know, I've had a lot of Texas ties as well. I've recruited Central Texas for the longest time. You know, I wanted to bring in a lot of guys that were very familiar with the recruiting areas, had the relationships with the coaches, because, you know, Texas high school football is the best. And, you know, these kids have been developed at such a young age and have been coached well, and it's going to be a very important piece of the success of Texas State moving forward.
Absolutely. Have you gone over the tape of the games this year to look at the guys and see who can play or can't play, or is all the past? That's all in the past, and we're just looking forward to. I don't want to have any preconceived notions about the guys.
Yeah, I told them all to begin with that they all have a clean slate, but I've been looking through all of the tape, just looking at the type of the body types. And to see what fits into the current schemes that we're bringing in. That's been the most important thing. You know, there was a lot of commitments already from the previous staff, and I've honored, all those commitments. You know, I think that's an important part where you just don't want to be going down that road where you're ruining relationships with Texas high school coaches and their players. So right now it's just you're looking at the pieces that are in place, the pieces that we have, and try to find out what's our most immediate needs and how many spots we have left. So that's kind of been it's like a big puzzle, and you're trying to piece it all together. But it's been kind of fun just to sit there and look at what we got and, you know, what direction we're going to go and what we envision for this extra thing.
What is one thing that you take away from working with Dana Holgorsen over at West Virginia, something that you're going to take to Texas State, something you learned from him that you think is really imprinted on you as a coach and now a head coach?
It's don't overcomplicate things. You know, there's 85 scholarships. You know, make the numbers of what position groups that you want, stick to it, and make sure that you're staying on track. You know, I think some people just waver from the common plan early. And we know the thing that Dana was just amazing at, and especially from an offense standpoint, too. He just keeps it simple, make sure that you execute what you're doing, make sure that you're operating the way you want to, and that's when the efficiency standpoint is going to increase. So the main thing is just don't overcomplicate things and take it a day at a time.
Jake Spavital, new coach, Texas State with us on ESPN 97.5. Were you able to secure a defensive coordinator?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
How tough was that? How difficult was that?
It was. You know, I almost had to get mom involved.
Who's this? DC, his brother?
His brother.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
You almost had to call mom?
I had to call mom. I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Exactly. So now I hired my brother, Zach. He's coming from Texas State, Texas Tech, where, Zach brings a lot of important stuff to this university, especially in terms of he's been a recruiting coordinator in the state of Texas for a long time at University of Houston and at Texas Tech. And he's been around some a lot of good defensive minds, you know, throughout his time with Bob Stoops and David Gibbs. And I thought it was going to be a pretty good steal. Had to fight him off. There's a lot of people that have been wanting him and are offering him jobs. And I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, he has the opportunity to come in and be a defense coordinator and calling on his own.
Yeah, he's good too, man. I mean, I've talked a lot of football with Zach, and he is. And it is going to be. Do you know how it's going to be though? Working with your brother and having, you know, at points, you know, you guys might have disagreements like you always have, like brothers always have.
Yeah, it's part. You know, it's been kind of interesting because we've seen it from the vantage point of Stoops' brothers.
Yeah.
You know, and it's. There is a family aspect to it, but there's also a professional business side to it. And there's going to be arguments. There's going to be disagreements. But we know there's nothing personal about it. And, you know, we've got to make what's the right decision for Texas State.
Is he going to be your recruiting coordinator as well?
We haven't talked that deep into it, but probably more than likely. You know,
he's good.
I think he's just naturally just taking on that role anyways. He's very good with the roster numbers, very good with the high school coaches. Knows, you know, it was kind of comforting for me when you look at the current kids that we've had committed, and he already knew all about them and had seen them in person and worked them out, you know, just through his time of being in the state. So a very valuable resource for me.
You know, and you've been through, I mean, you do all the cool, you were, you know, recruiting all these years and whatnot. But to have the final say now on the 25, because there are so many decisions that you have, and how it's obviously it's the lifeline, you know, is those players. So to me, that would be one of the hardest things is making sure, you know, because you're going to have decisions on guys that are close, and you've got to go one way or the other.
Right, right. You know, and And that's part of the business. You know, sometimes you're going to miss on them. Sometimes you're going to hit on them. You know, that's just part of the conversations that you have and the depth that you create, you know, where, say you do miss on a kid, you know, we've got to be able to have other quality players behind them that can come in and fill the role in and work on filling that deficiency if we do miss on it.
So Texas State too, I mean, where you are in the hierarchy and all of that stuff, it's awfully difficult because, you know, if a kid's on Texas, if Texas is on a kid and you're on a kid, you know, chances are that's going to be awfully difficult for you. So that's another thing, is not wasting your time. That's going to be, since you've been recruiting at the highest level with West Virginia, Texas A&M and Cal and all these bigger schools, that's going to be another difficult part, is deciding which kid you're going to stay on and which one you're not.
Yeah. You know, the recruiting pool of Texas State is going to be pretty large. But you know, that's the thing that makes it fun. You know, you gotta pick and choose. Sometimes you're going to get those kids that are overlooked. Nobody wants that, can turn out to be like a Case Keenum. You know, that's the thing that, is great about this state of Texas, because there's a ton of talent and it's all locally and we don't have to go very far. So, we just got to pick and choose and know when we need to move on and cut ties. But the thing about it is there's a lot of players that are locally and running around here, which can help us out.
Yeah, I sent Jacob a name. My brother's like, I don't know why this kid's not more heavily recruited. He coaches a kid, and that's, you know, when you're a coach, and Jake, I mean, you can probably speak to this. Every once in a while, a guy like James Rogers fell through the cracks, ended up at Oregon State, and ended up being a 4-year starter. I tried to get Rice and Houston on him. They didn't have any interest. I tried to get Tech and Baylor on. They didn't have any interest. Then the kid goes and plays for 4 years at a Pac-12 school and plays at a high level. And there's another – my brother's like, you know, was telling me that they've got a guy, and Jake happened to text back after about 5 days of going through 1,500 text messages telling him congratulations. I'm saying, hey, by the way, coach, you might want to look at this kid. So, you know, sometimes it that's the great thing about the state of Texas. It gets picked over, but it's never going to get picked over enough that there aren't guys falling through the cracks here and there.
Exactly. You know, you know, at Texas State, you don't have to have the prototypical guy. You know, everybody wants, and we've always gone against this, you know, wherever we've been. You know, you don't have to have the 6'3", you know, 200, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 225-pound quarterback. You know, you can get the kid that is just a solid ball player that's had a lot of success. And if he's having a lot of success in the state of Texas in high school, I promise you he's probably going to be a pretty good ball player.
Right.
Yeah. At the next level.
Well, this happened last night. I emceed the private school dinner, and this kid, the coaches were like, no, he's just as good as Grant Cannell. They had co-offensive players, and this is a quarterback. And they said, this kid is just, we got to give co-offensive players, and he doesn't have anything out there. He's got one offer and he just got from, you know, Wyoming. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm going to tell somebody about this kid, because the coaches love him. And he's not the biggest kid in the world, but he's, you know, 6'1", and looks great and plays great. So there's all kinds of stories out there, and you know, that's fun. You're gonna have this is gonna be fun, Jake. It's really great. We're proud of you that you got this job. You worked your tail off all of this time, and now you got your opportunity here at Texas State. I'm sure you're gonna be in Houston a lot, I would imagine.
Oh yeah. And I think that's a city that, you know, it's such a large city, but I think it's under-recruited. You know, I think the Metroplex is the area of Texas where everybody in the entire country flies into. You know, where Houston, you know, there are a lot of people do recruit it, but there's a lot of guys that slip through the cracks in Houston. I think Houston's going to be a pretty integral part of recruiting.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Okay, a couple of the Visor, or because you, God, it's been every one of your coaches is visor. Are you doing visor or hat?
I'm not a hat guy. I'm not. You know, I normally only wear a hat when it rains.
Right, but you have hair, so it's going to look better than Dana. So that'll be that. That's one thing.
Dana, but Dana's hair is phenomenal.
No, listen, it's special.
It's become its own thing.
It has really become. It's, you know, Gundy in a different way, but Dana's hair is just as impressive. There's no question about that. What are your thoughts on the 5 o'clock shadow and sunglasses?
I'm a big fan of that.
You are? So you could go cliff. You could go cliff on this thing.
I could go cliff on this.
Yeah.
I could.
Okay. Are you watching Narcos, Mexico Narcos, or not. You're not?
I've not got to.
He's
that
a little busy
pretty,
right
I'm
now.
I'm pretty fired up for that. What I'm trying to do is get to signing day, and then I'm going to catch up on all of my Netflix.
And then you're going to catch up on your Netflix. I love that. I love that. But first, I would get the signing day. I think probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the. The most important thing I got going right now.
Probably. I would say probably.
I'm going to get on your – I got your quarterback, your two wide receivers, your tackle. So I'll be – well, your former, not current.
Former.
So I'll be hitting you up for some stuff there because I just – I can't have enough West Virginia fans on my ass at one time. So I mean, that's always –
solid players. So.
No, those are good players. The fans are
special.
They are into it. Yeah. West Virginia fans are into it.
Don't say anything.
I just put out three sets of draft classes, right? And I'm just go through summer, watch tape as quickly as I can, throw a list together because the league wants me to do it. Put a list together, top 10 guys. I didn't have them high enough. Like, I didn't have people high enough and like, oh, and Dana, of course, tweets.
Dana threw some gas
yeah,
on the
I
fire.
Threw a lot of gas on the fire. And all of a sudden, here comes West Virginia fans. Oh! I'm just trying to get through a summer without West Virginia fans just crushing my ass every day on Twitter. Like, who's this now? Who's this guy coming after me now?
I enjoyed following that, by the way.
I'm sure you did. I'm like, dude, this is a summer list. I care less about it than anybody. I will say this, though. Will Greer, Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel, Kyler Murray. Now, Will Greer is not a small guy. He's about 6'2". He's a legit 6'2". So I wouldn't call him a small quarterback by any stretch. But it is that flavor of quarterback. It's really with the swagger and the arm angles and arm slots. It's really interesting to see how the quarterback position is developing and how it's not the pocket passers. It's not the, you know, statues anymore. It's a different kind of guy who's succeeding in college football now.
Exactly. It's like what you just said. It's about the arm angles and how they can get the ball out. I thought he was really good at that.
How quickly too? What's the release like? How quickly is the ball handling for the RPO stuff? Like, it's things exactly. that you used to not worry as much about. Case Keenum made it in the league to me because his arm. The Washington State quarterback. I watched him yesterday. I'm like, this kid's probably the most accurate quarterback I'm going to see in all the draft. But he's 6'1", and you know you gotta work through your biases,
right,
and get to how do they play as a football player.
Right. Well, right. Your resume of quarterbacks that you've had, Jake, it's tremendous. And if I'm a local quarterback, I have to look at that and say, wow, I need to go and play for that guy. So that'll be interesting to see how you're going to be able to get that position. And I would imagine you will get a wealth of talent wanting to go to Texas State now. So that's cool, neat, Jake. Congratulations, man, and best of luck. You and Zach deserve it, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching you guys.
Awesome. Well, appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
All right, man, we'll have you back on again. There's Jake Spavital right here, head coach at Texas State on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff. We got to take a break here. We got Rockets to talk about right now.
Let's talk about your Houston Rockets. How about that Rocket Shop? Go to rocketshop.com. Check out all the great specials that they have going on because there's different specials. The James Harden jersey. They have the Rockets hat, the plush toy, Rockets plush toy. But they have much, much more than that. Did you know that when you come in to the Rockets store, you come in person, did you know that if you bring one of your old jerseys, and I don't care which one it is, bring any of the old jerseys. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If you had a Kelvin Cato or a Catino Mobley jersey, that's still going to work. You turn that in, they'll give you 25% off of your brand new jersey. 25% off at the Rockets Team Shop at Toyota Center when you swap your old jersey for a new jersey. And there are so many to take advantage of right now. 12 days of online Christmas shopping at rocketshop.com. And for the kids out there, well, the Rockets Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Hermann, is the perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fan with two different packages available, with the All-Star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for only $45. Or you've got holiday packages for you, the big kids out there. They've got two different packages for you to choose from, and that will include five different games. So for any of the great shopping ideas at rocketshop.com, go there. Or if you're looking for those special tickets at special prices with holiday packages, go to Rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to talk, you're more than welcome. We've got to get to this Kevin Durant story, but look, let's get Derek in here. He's been waiting a while. Derek, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, man.
Doing good.
All right, cool. Hey, I got three takes. I want y'all to listen to me on these. These are real good ones. Hey, Lance, I got one for you for specifically about Brian Ortega and Max Holloway, and also our boy John Jones against Gus on these upcoming cards here in December for the UFC. And I just want to get your take, and I got two more takes after that.
Oh, you know, honestly, I haven't. I'm so deep in what I'm having to do draft-wise, I haven't even looked into those fights yet. I have to look into them. Tell me who's fighting, and I'll give you an opinion right now. Give it to me again.
Well, you got in the 145-pound division, Max Holloway against Brian Ortega. And, of course, John Jones against Gus. I mean, but we could talk about that another time when you get – I know you got your draft stuff going on, but – man, they're going to be good fights. I'm hoping they will be, but I'm just hoping that John Jones finally loses. Man, I hate to say it like that. But
you've been anti John Jones for a while, though.
Yeah, I know, man. But it's just time, man. I mean, he cheats. He's just a cheater. He's just a cheater.
Well, but, you know, against Big Gus, though, I just think he's going to play. If John Jones is in shape, I think he's going to play into. I think how big. I don't know because it's always. This is the first time of him fighting a guy who's going to be bigger and taller than him, isn't it? So this might be a little different angle for John Jones. I don't know. This might be actually a little more interesting fight just because his length is always such a big advantage, and it won't be as big an advantage in that fight.
Yeah, I don't think so because he fought him before, and honestly, I think Gus won that last one.
That's right. They did fight. Well, you know what? I actually like Gus is plus 250. Like Gus is more than 2-1 underdog. That seems like too much. What has John Jones actually done over the last 3 years?
Drugs.
Well, okay. Yeah, besides that, John. No, I mean from a fighting standpoint.
Oh. I know he's done drugs.
Oh, yeah, he's won the championship against Daniel, and he beat Overeem St. Poole. And that really isn't saying much. I mean, it is against Daniel, but he was on steroids. Yep. I'm done with the guy.
Yeah.
But I had to ask you guys two other quick things. I'm going to hang up and listen on these. The Texans is one of them. Are our draft priorities going to change because of how well they're playing? Because I still think we need two offensive tackles and two cornerbacks. And then this last one is for you specifically, John. Are you shaking in your boots like I am about the Astros not doing anything in this free agency period? I don't know. It's like everybody else is picking up somebody. And I want my Astros to be – I don't want them to go break the bank, but I do want us to get better in some certain areas.
Well,
I'll hang up and listen on those.
I ain't scared of Luno making moves just because he hasn't yet. You know, this has basically been a free agency has been non-existent pretty much. It's been basically trade season with teams just unloading, with the Mariners specifically, unloading all their players. I ain't scared. Luno's going to do something. There are some guys out there that he's looking at. And you know what? The longer you wait, the better deal you're going to get because those guys are going to start to get scared. How about that Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are sitting there going, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't think they make a move like that, but I do think they bring in a good player. I think that they bring in a McCutcheon or a Pollock or somebody that is going to help this team. And I think that they, you know, it might be a Charlie Morton. I'm a little scared of the Yankees making these moves and getting this much better. But, the Astros are going to be just fine. I do believe if there's one thing Jeff Luno is going to do. He's going to do the smart thing that we found and make this team better. I trust him.
I just don't know what free agency. It is weird. It's weird what happened last year where it was a little slow. And then this year. Why is it moving at such a slow? What's the? Is there a drop dead date? I know everyone's waiting for a market to set.
Right. Well, I think maybe teams are. You know, we're not going to spend huge money on one guy, and you know, or we're not going to spend it on little guys and waste all our money when we could get, you know, that big Machado or that Bryce Harper. I guess the Phillies are the favorite to get one of those two guys, and then probably the Dodgers.
How about the fact that any organization that looks to sign Machado or Harper knows for a fact that the length of contract and the amount of contract means that you have tremendous exposure if that player... I think Pujols changed everything for everybody. I think he changed everything for everything.
But these guys are still relatively young.
They're relatively young, but there's no such thing as a young player becoming a free agent. Like, you're under team control for so long that you're going to be in your prime, which is fine, but how much more in your prime is it going to be when you have a six-year deal?
Well, here's one part of the problem. You know, Bryce Harper turned down $300 million. Buster Olney was on this morning with Golic and Wingo, and he said one of the reasons that Washington couldn't get it done with him is because the opt out. He's being ridiculous. I mean,
is
it's
really?
All so player oriented and friendly that it's just like we can't do this.
I don't think there's teams that are going to just give those kind of dumb contracts.
No, I don't think so either.
And that's why I think,
although the Nationals could.
Yeah, but you have to fight back. If you are the Major League Baseball, you have to fight back against your inclination to sign long-term, heavy-duty, guaranteed deals, because no matter how great a player is, there is a decent chance that two of those years will be really bad contract years for you, because you won't get, like, you're paying for MVP. If you pay for Machado or Harper, you're paying for MVP performances every single year of that contract. Did you get that from Bryce Harper this year?
No, I did not.
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. No. And you're paying an MVP price for every single year.
Yeah, no. Well, look what the Nationals gave Patrick Corbin, $140 million. They gave him 6 years when nobody else would. They said, you know what, we'll give you a 6-year. Okay, for a guy that throws a bunch of sliders, are you sure he's going to be around? That's a lot of money for a guy that is so slider happy. My God, if that ends up poorly, you can understand why. And yet the Nationals went out and did what nobody else would, gave him 6 years.
Here's by the way, here's an updated list of... So now Jay Happ, now that Corbin signed, Jay Happ may be the plan B target for the Phillies and the Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is mentioned with the Cincinnati Reds. Nathan Eovaldi.
Have fun with that there.
Nathan Eovaldi, Astros.
Yeah.
This is a prediction.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton, Phillies.
Okay.
I'll take Eovaldi.
I'll take
younger Eovaldi. younger than Keuchel or.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I don't. It's disrespectful to say upgrade for sure, but I tell you what, upside is higher than where you are with Charlie right now or Dallas.
Oh, yeah, we saw firsthand. We saw that first. He throws 100 when he needs.
What's
to.
What's he get? $14 million.
Okay. I mean, you're gonna pay Morton $220 million. I'd give Eovaldi at 14.
And when Verlander's done, you're paying probably Springer re-up
and Cole. You gotta redo Cole too. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff to do.
I hope these guys take hometown discounts because
they're
from
here.
It's a lot of fun being in Houston.
Garrett Cole is from here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun being in Houston, and the weather and all the traffic's getting better because they're expanding roads and the tax thing. Like, let's do the right thing, guys, and take about 35% less than the open market would bear.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Let's stay together. This is a fun group. Let's keep everything together, guys.
Yeah, have fun, Dallas, going to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. Or Cincinnati. Have fun with Cincinnati.
Well, he can go if he wants.
No, he can go, but here's the deal. Yeah, you want to leave this for Cincinnati and win 40 games that next year, okay? Have fun with your 40 and 120 team. It's terrible. So you should stay here, Garrett Cole, forever. 833 ESPN 97.5.
For less also.
And less. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to tweet out my article on Sports Map about your Houston Texans. We didn't answer his question. Derek also had the question about, does this change what the Texans need in the draft?
All right, two tackles is not – I would not be waiting around for two tackles. That's not going to happen. You'll get a tackle. Davenport will be the other tackle. And then
– who has played better?
Well,
he has
actually, played pretty well. Actually, you still do need a swing tackle, though.
Yeah.
Kendall Lamb, you could stand to add some competition. Yeah, Davenport's played better. Davenport's going to be a starter. You'll get another starter at tackle, probably, either free agency or draft. I would think maybe draft. And then you'll let one other guy compete for the swing tackle spot with Kendall Lamb.
I could see the tackle first round, corner second.
Corner third, corner other second.
Corner other second. And guard slash tackle third. I could see them going heavy on both.
Well, you know, it's not the worst idea in the world. I think you may have to consider defensive line. Well, I say that, but I do think
with Reeder and Covington and JJ and
but how long does JJ
Clowney
play?
And well,
how
JJ, long is but that's here? Not an immediate need.
Whitney Mercilus is not the rusher he once was. Whitney may be a cap casualty. They may look for another rusher off the edge, is what they may look for. Linebackers, well, I think you're set. Safeties, depending on what you do with Matthew, which I would assume he's going to get re-upped.
You're
set at safeties. Corner, I mean, you're kind of lucky. You got, and running back is probably a need now, too.
Deontay Foreman again, is. You can pick that up later.
Yeah, no, I just think they're going to draft a running back at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's proven.
You really do get a kind of pound on pass rusher, DBs, and offensive line. You really can jump in and hyper-focus on that. You took care of tight ends last year.
And you might even grab a guy in free agency.
Yeah, that's another one. Free agency is where you found Aaron Colvin at corner. Well, that's okay. Good corners usually Teron aren't going to hit there. Well, that's, you know, you're talking about trying to.
No, but I will say this, though. I think Teron Matthew is. I don't think we put enough value on what he has done for this team. I think he gives them an attitude. I think this is the first time that the Texans have had two valid. This is the best combination of safety this organization's ever had. Mm-hmm. It's been I don't know, you know, until Deshaun got here, I'd never seen a team ignore the quarterback position as long as they have, but I'd never seen a team ignore the safety position like this team. Name all the resources they put into safety in this organization.
No, historically not.
Historically
much.
Nothing.
Trent, you move Glover Quinn from corner over to safety. You have had Ed
Andre
Reed.
Andre Hal,
you
moved
yet.
Over to safety.
Andre was a late round corner. Yes. You moved to safety. Yeah, no, you're right. Marcus Gilchrist, they had. So yeah, you're right. They have
Corey Moore. Like,
they didn't
12
they,
times,
but they
though.
Didn't add resources really for Teron Matthew. He was a cheap purchase.
Yeah,
he was a cheap option who you will have to pay for now. Justin Reed was the first pick of your draft in the third round, but that was your first pick. And he's a really good player.
Look at
you know, corner, John, corner might require, corner's going to require two picks in the first four rounds.
Yeah.
Maybe two picks in the first, it's going to require two of your first five and maybe two of your first four.
I agree. And okay, because those are your real needs. I wouldn't mind another burner at wide receiver. That certainly would be nice because you can't count on Kiki QT. You can't count on Will Fuller.
I just don't think you can with Demaryius Thomas. Well,
Demaryius sure
could be one
here?
And done. Wait a minute. What did you give up for Demaryius? Fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah, you dealt your fourth, so you don't have your fourth anymore. I think you flip-flop fourth.
But you got 2 seconds.
Like that. Yeah. You've got four picks in the first three. So four in the first 100, I would assume, somewhere in that neighborhood. So you're going to have I just think wide receiver is something that if you if you draft it, you're drafting it later, just like running back. Because you can find guys like Marquez Valdez Scantling from Green Bay, who was a later round deep ball option who's tall and could really run. You can find fast guys later in the draft. You can find running backs later in the draft. You just don't. It's harder to find cornerbacks later, and it's really hard to find tackles. So you're going to have to make that. You're going to have to prioritize that. But you know what? One of the things I really like about what Brian Gain did, and at the time I wasn't sure about it, with Jordan Thomas, who is a converted wide receiver, believe it or not, and Jordan Akins is, well, there's duplication there. You got two different tight ends, but there were different types of tight ends. And, well, it turns out they're actually not, because Jordan Thomas acclimated to a wide tight end, you know, a blocking tight end position better than expected, and he's bigger and heavier and stronger than he was. But now you don't have to worry about, like, that position was handled. Safety position through free agency and draft is potentially handled. So now you've eliminated those as potential draft needs. Now you can hyper-focus again on two huge areas of concern, cornerback and offensive line. Mm-hmm. Because you're not – I do think Rankins can become a full-time starter at guard potentially for Sione Kelemete. I think that Greg Mance is more ready now, but Greg Mance ultimately is – he's at his best when he's a fill-in player who can start for you at center or guard and gives you a good option, but I don't know that that's what you want full-time. I don't know that Zach Fulton is going to be a healthy full-time option over the next 2 to 3 years. We'll see. But so your point about guard is also a pretty important one. They really could go guard, tackle, corner in their first four. You're right. It could
Kelemete and Fulton not injured a little bit too?
A lot. Kelemete comes off the field every game. Now, he's fighting through an ankle issue, and I guess it always pops – you know, keeps re-aggravating, but that is happening.
And now Fulton's got a hand. He didn't even practice yesterday.
Yeah, I'm. Kelemete has been he's done a nice little job filling in and everything, but it's time to find a full-time guard. And maybe that is Martinez Rankins. We'll see.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. We got to catch up on these breaks, and I got to talk about our peeps over at Texas Star Grill Shop with their 6th anniversary sale. But it's the holiday season, and it's never been a better time for you to take advantage of what they're doing at Texas Star Grill Shop. Be it at huge, I mean, you want to do something special. When you see their outdoor kitchen and how wonderful and how amazing it can be with the burner that's got the BTUs where you can boil crawfish or whatever, with pizza ovens, with kegerators, with, and the brick that is just makes it look like a billion bucks. It is spectacular. But if you, you know, hey, well, I don't want to spend, you know, I'm not talking about an entire outdoor kitchen. Okay. You just want a Weber grill. You can get as basic as you want. You can get the Pits and Spits, which is a tremendous. They're doing the wood pellet now. Well, of course, you got the Traeger and the Green Mountain, and you got the Kamado Joe, and you got the Saber gas grills. You got everything. The selection is second to none. You got the best meat that you can buy. That's right. You can buy meat there at cost because they said we're going to pass those savings on. We're not a meat store. We're going to be a grill shop. But let's throw in the meat at an unbelievable price. And oh, by the way, all of the spices and everything else, too. All at one place. Well, two places. 8905 Louetta in Spring and also at Shepherd and 59 in Houston. You're looking for that grill this holiday season. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Whoa. Dal, did you clean that up? I can tell what he's saying.
Curve.
He says bleep everything else, I'm pretty sure. Huh?
He said curve everything else.
Curb?
Yeah.
He doesn't say curb.
Yes, he does. In the clean version, he says that.
He say friends.
Curve everything out.
curb everything else. Curb.
Not curb.
Curb. Curb your enthusiasm.
Curve,
for,
like a curveball.
Oh, curve everything else. That's not a... I don't understand that. That's like the inmates running the prison. I never heard that.
Of course you haven't heard it. You're not woke.
Oh. Oh, contraire, my friend. Love this song, because I'm woke. Me and Jamel.
Y'all aren't woke.
Me, curve. I'm John. Team Jamel, okay? What about... Who was it? Was it Dez? Was it Dez who came out right after his Kareem Hunt thing and said he was team Kareem? No, it was Michael Irvin, I think. Or was, I forget which nutjob cowboy wide receiver put out there he was team Kareem after Kareem Hunt's video came out.
What was the context?
I'm behind. We're behind you.
It was Dez.
It was Dez? Yeah. And then he had to take it down right
Instagram,
away.
Instagram, he deleted it.
He had to take it down right away, yeah. So that's that, you can't listen, I'm pro domestic violence. Dez, really?
He's not pro domestic violence, right?
He kind of
pro Kareem Hunt.
Oh, or if Bob reason. McNair gets he gets garbage because he's pro Jerry Richardson?
Well, as well he should.
What? Wait a minute. You can't have it both ways.
Yes,
it's
I can.
Not okay.
What world do you live in? Of course I can have it both ways.
You know,
what world does John live in where he thinks people don't have it both ways?
That is true.
You cape up and ride.
So,
you don't know how it works.
So Trey Wingo continues to make this
Bob
argument.
Bob McNair caped up for Jerry Richardson.
Trey Wingo continues to make this argument, and I'm with him. I'm team Trey Wingo on this one. It's not have your cake and eat it too. It's eat your cake and have it too.
No, it's not. It's always been have your cake and eat it
but
too.
But it doesn't make any sense. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Yes, you can. You can't eat your cake and have it too. That's what the saying is. You can't eat your cake and have it too because you ate it.
No, it's not. It's always been have your cake and eat it too.
No, somewhere along the line, somebody screwed it up and it's have your cake and eat it too. It's supposed to be you can't eat your cake
according
and have
who?
It too. That's what the actual saying means. You can't have eat your cake and have it too. You can't have both. Either you eat it or you have it.
How much cake is in front of me? Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? There's a half a piece.
Well, you can't eat it all and have it.
It's the same thing.
No, it's
though.
Not. You can't have your cake and eat it too. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is. No. But eat your cake and have it too. Have your cake and eat it too. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Why?
You can't
have it and eat it. You can't eat it and have it. It's the same thing. If you have it, you can't eat it. And still have it. It'll be gone. That's the phrase. You can't just have a cake and eat it because then you won't have it anymore. It's the same.
Just say it in a different order.
How'd this come up?
Why is Trey Wingo
triggering Why is Wingo catching
you?
This heat?
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Did you?
Yes, you can have your cake and eat it too.
I'm going to ask you.
But you can have your cake and eat it too.
I'm going to ask you a real simple question. Did you go to Missouri or Syracuse?
Neither.
All right, shut up. Because you're not as smart as people who go to Missouri and Syracuse. Those are or Northwestern. Did you go to Northwestern?
No.
Okay. Those are the only three schools that matter at all in journalism. So shut up. If you didn't go to Northwestern, Missouri, or Syracuse, your opinion is irrelevant. Thank you.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Bing, bang, boom. Gone.
Did Trey Wingo go to either of those places? If he didn't, we don't
I
have to listen to a
he
word
did.
He says.
Trey Wingo must have gone to one of those places.
Let me check. Because that's the only place that anybody there comes
Love
from.
Love Trey Wingo.
Except an occasional, like, North Carolina,
He went to Baylor. Get out of here. We don't have to listen to him.
Trey went to Baylor?
Yeah, he's a Dallas guy. He's from Dallas.
We don't have to listen to Trey Wingo.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's from Dallas.
Wow, Trey Wingo's 55.
What does that mean?
Well, he's older than I thought he was.
Oh. The gray hair didn't
Yeah. So, yeah, he went to Baylor. Was he caping for Baylor? Does he...
I don't remember
Did he get
that.
Real quiet for a while?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. I don't think that's probably the move. Jeff Nally, our buddy Jeff, is listening. He goes, Google it. Both are correct, and there's a dispute over the origin of the saying. This reminds me of our buying through argument 20 years ago. But, so apparently the origin of the argument is at stake. I don't really... care one way or another. I've already seen when you screw up idioms what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
You can get a lot of trouble.
Oh, you don't worry.
Don't screw it up.
And all of a sudden, you don't get a statue built of you.
What?
Well, oh.
Yeah.
Too bad.
You weren't getting a statue, John. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, I wasn't worried about me getting a statue. But so Jeff Nally says we're both right. Thank you. Good night.
This guy, Mike, sent me a Facebook message saying, hey, can I bring Coors Light to the Christmas party? I know John likes it. I want to bring something to the event. We're not going to tell you officially that you can. How about that?
Yeah, bring Coors Light. I want to tell you officially, bring it.
Okay. And there's another guy.
If you're old enough to buy it, bring it.
Do you see the article?
Don't open it up in your car. Don't drink and drive. Bring Coors Light.
So there's another guy who said, send this to John. And it's an article on Facebook that you saw.
Yeah, so the guy lived 101 and he has a Coors Light every day.
Yep.
But why are you limiting yourself to just one?
He has one for sure.
He credits Coors Light with his long life.
Like there's any science.
Do you know how many people? Do you have any?
Any science behind that at all?
Do you have any idea how many people have tweeted me that?
Had to be a ton. Do you like that? That's your entire brand now. Your entire brand is one beer. Everybody, I said, oh, the Granado Kolaches, and I immediately, is he just going to be a can of Coors Light with dough wrapped around it? Like, is this all? He's not a Chicago thing, and it's like, no, it's just all Coors Light now with you. That's it.
So I rebranded.
That's it. You did rebrand. When I left, you weren't all Coors Light. When I came back, it's literally everything. The studio is a Coors Light studio. You've got a sticker on your laptop. Dell, what did y'all do to him? What did he do? How did he slide into this?
No one did anything. Someone finally decided, what is John only good for? Talking about alcohol. And someone, let's capitalize on that. We didn't do anything. Someone finally took advantage of the only thing he's capable of doing well.
I got you.
I am capable of drinking a Coors Light. Thank you. Good night.
That's what I said.
That's right. You're damn right I am, and I'm proud of it. Damn proud of it. Great job, look who's here. It's a senator. It's Senator Ramzanali.
Why is he a senator?
Because he was in Washington, D.C.
Oh. He could have been a congressman. He's never becoming a senator. He might become a state congressman.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get the congressman in here on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, get you some testosterone.
How about Men's T Clinic for that? If you don't have you some testosterone, that means that it has dropped off and your body's not producing it naturally like it once did. You know what's a big deal? It's a big deal because testosterone is what really gives you your energy level. Testosterone is what gives you your drive, your determination, your zeal for life. And if you think that that's overstating it, it's not. You can read up on it if you want. But testosterone is a really big deal because it allows you to be your very best you. It allows you to live your very best life. There's a lot of people who live to work, and they don't live fun lives. And if you are also living to work and you have low testosterone, then you are being grinded into a stump. Get your energy level back. Get your libido back. Get your zeal and your weekends back by going out and doing things. And you'll be amazed at the differences when you start getting treatments for testosterone. It feels completely different. Go to menstclinic.com. Read up on it if you like. There's four locations in Houston. You can go get tested if you think you might be low on testosterone. There is Pearland and Pasadena and Cypress and, of course, the Heights. menstclinic.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.